One of the attractions of Christmas season is the Christmas light. When we see different colors and the blinking Christmas light, it gives us, or we are fascinated by it, and it gives us a certain joy in our heart. And it tells us that Christmas is near. But you know, my dear brothers and sisters, Christmas light or the light is only good during evening. Do you turn on your Christmas light in the day? No, because you can appreciate the beauty of the Christmas light, the different colors and the blinking ones, when it is contrasted with darkness. Actually, we can appreciate the light because the background is darkness. The coming of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, my dear brothers and sisters, is also contrasted with a very, very great darkness. The darkness of sin. And Jesus is the light. Jesus gives us the light. And so according to the prophet Isaiah, a people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. It's not just an ordinary light. A great light, according to the prophet Isaiah, so that those people who are walking may find the path and they will not stumble because of this great light. And you know, this great light which the baby Jesus brings also gives the people joy. And again, according to the prophet Isaiah, that joy is immeasurable. Just like people who divided the riches or people who during harvest time were so enamored by the harvests that they have. This is the joy that Jesus gives to the people. Aside from light, it gives us joy in our heart. That's why we welcome with a joyful heart our Lord Jesus Christ's coming into our lives. And they name, aside from that, why did that the baby Jesus gives joy and light? Because according to the prophet Isaiah, that the yoke has been smashed. Those things that continue to oppress people, those things that continue to bring darkness to people, has been smashed by this baby, by this wonder counselor, God, hero, and prince forever. So there is no reason for us to be lonely during this season, but rather to fill our hearts with joy because Jesus is with us. Jesus comes to our life in order to smash out or to delete or to take out from us the evil of darkness and sin. The same is the message given to us by Titus in our second reading. This grace of God, he referred Jesus to the grace of God, and this Jesus will train us to reject godless way. When we live in darkness, we are apart from God. And so we have to be taken out from that darkness, godless ways, and worldly desires, according to Titus. So this grace of God, Jesus Christ, lead us to it. So we experience again another kind of joy and light, because our life, which has been submerged in godless, sinful ways, we are actually taken out from that situation by this grace of God, which according to Titus is Jesus Christ, a big grace from us. That so one also of this one of one message that this Christmas bring is for us also to be grateful to God the Father that he did not spare. That's what I have said last Sunday. God the Father is not stingy. because he did not spare his own son. He gave us his own son to be our Savior in order for us to be cast out from our godless and darkness of sin. Speaking of darkness, if you noticed, our historian, Luke, the Gospel of Luke, gives us two incidents of darkness also. The first enrollment or census taking. Do we have still census today? Yeah, I remember in the Philippines, we have only census during if election time is near. So there is always that political, you know, under and overtones in census taking. Caesar Augustus was the Roman emperor. Luke was a historian, by the way. So he put or he placed the birth of Jesus in the proper context of history, mentioning all this political figure. So Caesar Augustus ordered that all of the Roman Empire, including Israel, because Israel was part of the Roman Empire, every citizen should enroll. It is a must for them. And you know what is the reason for this enrollment? It's not actually election, but it is for taxes. So again, there is some darkness of greed in this, because Caesar Augustus wanted to expand his empire and his power to have more power. So there is the darkness of what? Lust for power. This is the context of Jesus' birth. We may imagine. Oh, lust for power. There's a kind of darkness. And then what is the other form of darkness in our gospel? So Mary and Joseph, they are very obedient citizen. They are very kind citizen. They follow this decree of Caesar Augustus that every citizen of the Roman Empire should have this enrollment. And so they traveled from Nazareth to Judea, especially to the city of Bethlehem. And it is a time for Mary to give birth. And they kept on hopping, searching for, I don't know if there are hotels during those time. Inn, according to our narrator, St. Luke. Inn, there was an inn. But unfortunately, Mary and Joseph were not accepted. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, while my wild reflection on this incident, I don't believe that there is really no room in the inn. What I believe is the innkeeper, the person who sits in the information section of the inn or hotel or motel or whatever, sees or saw in Mary and Joseph a very, very poor person. That's why my reflection is, had Mary and Joseph were prominent people, influential people, they could easily accommodate them. Right? Sometimes in our society, it's just like that. We see the external. That's why Jesus was already rejected because of biased. They were biased because if Joseph and Mary, you know, remember that Mary sings her Magnificat, the gospel, the other day. And Mary was called the Anawim. Do you know what is an Anawim? Are you familiar with the word Anawim? The Jewish Anawim is the poorest of the poor. So imagine the dress of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If she has a queenly dress, the innkeeper could easily adjust it. And they would say, well, we can accommodate you, we can squeeze the room, etc., etc. But Mary was the poorest of the poor, and Joseph was just a simple carpenter. That's why they do not accommodate, the innkeeper did not accommodate them. But then, my dear brothers and sisters, there's a form of darkness, right? The other one is the lust for power. This one is biased and prejudiced. But then, the light has come. And you know, who were the first persons who were given the good news? That the child, and if they know, the innkeeper know, that Mary's baby in the womb is the savior of the world. If Mary would say, oh, please allow us to enter, to accommodate, please accommodate us because my baby here is your savior. Your savior, the savior of the world. So I know, I bet, my dear brothers and sisters, that the innkeeper would, okay, I can adjust. You will be accommodated. But Mary was so humble. He was so, you know, he was an anonym. So who are the persons who were given the first news, good news of Jesus' birth? The shepherds. The shepherds, again, are considered as the despicable persons during those times. No one would associate with the shepherds. Their smell is stinking. Their rough ways, despicable persons. But you know, why did God choose these people? Have you ever reflected? Even we have a beautiful nativity scene. But have you ever reflected, why did God choose this humble, simple, poor? Why did he not come to this world with all the bang, with all the publicities, and etc., etc.? A simple reason that we can find God in the simplicity, in the humility, and in the poverty of man's life. Let us reflect on that, my dear brothers and sisters, and it would change our perspective. It would change our values, even our relationship with other people. This is our God. This is our God who came to us in a humble, in a simple, and in a poor condition.